This is Jay Sekulow. So why is it that the Commander-in-Chief's re-election campaign sues Ohio over military voting?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The title of the President of the United States is Commander-in-Chief. So if we have a president and we have his campaign cronies that don't see the specialness of the service that these guardians of our liberty and truly America's honor are making out there for us, then I don't think they understand what it means to serve in this United States military.
What that lawsuit calls for is not to deprive the military of the right to vote on the final weekend of the campaign. Of course they should have that right. What that suit is about is whether the rest of Ohio should have the same right. He's got the red, white, blue, blind,
high on the farm. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Look, all Ohio wants to do is stand up for our men and women who are serving and make sure that their votes are counted. Made in
America. You know, dating back at least to the Civil War, we have treated our military different because they're in a different circumstance. And courts that have looked at that have said that's absolutely right.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country on the situation, which is going to be the key battleground state, or certainly one of them, and that is Ohio. We now have the President's Reelection Committee filing a lawsuit in federal court arguing that allowing the military 3 days extra, as compared with the general population, to exercise early voting violates the Constitution because it's arbitrary and not justified, and that the military should not be deemed a separate class of voters. Now, this is contrary to a lot of Supreme Court precedent, quite frankly, and contrary to common sense, as we point out. But interesting comment coming from Alan West, the congressman in Florida. He was on Greta Van Susteren's program yesterday. He talks about the role of the Commander-in-Chief. Take a listen to number 14.
The title of the President of the United States is Commander-in-Chief. So if we have a president and we have his campaign cronies that don't see the specialness of the service that these guardians of our liberty and truly America's honor are making out there for us, then I don't think they understand what it means to serve in this United States military.
And one of the things we've tried to do over the last few days is point out to you with real live examples, people that work for the ACLJ that serve in the military, what it means to be in the military and having those 3 extra days to vote, that grace period, as I like to call it, that Ohio's legislature passed. I do want to get the information, folks, to let you know there were Democrats that voted for this legislation as well. And this was not just one, you know, only Republicans voting for this. Interestingly, the government here, or I should say the state of Ohio, is fighting back aggressively, and so are we. And Than, there's a lot of talk that Ohio is going to be certainly one of the key 5 states in this general election. So what happens in Ohio may well impact the entire general election.
No question about it, Jay. It is one of the biggest bellwether states they're going to have. Both campaigns are desperate to get it. There certainly are political motivations involved here. But listen, I mean, the Obama campaign might be desperate to win Ohio, and I certainly understand that, but I think it probably led them to kind of go over the line with this suit, because no matter how high the political stakes are, Jay, it is not worth disenfranchising military voters. And I got to tell you, if you take away those 3 days of voting for the military, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to cost hundreds of them the opportunity to cast a ballot, and that is just not worth any political price that's out there. But that's what they're pursuing, Jay.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls. How important is this to you? And I also want to get this information from you. How do you see the campaigns lining up right now? Who would you like to see as the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, if you're a Republican? How do you think President Obama is doing right now in the reelection campaign, if you're for President Obama? And then we're going to talk about this issue. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. By the way, over 40,000 of you have already signed on to our committee to stand up for this military voting issue in Ohio. 45,869. You go to your phones right now, or ACLJ.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. Cutoff day is tomorrow. Folks, sign on to this brief, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You can make a huge difference. It's going to affect the entire country what happens in Ohio. We're fighting back with this brief. Need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law, giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I am happy to say that we are getting a great response to this brief that we're going to be filing in opposition to the Obama re-election committee's filing of their lawsuit in federal court against Ohio, who extended a three-day voting grace period to military and their family. By the way, we are ready for this, folks. 45,894 of you have already signed online. I'd sure like to be over 46,000 in the next few minutes if you can help us out there. Go to aclj.org. You can sign on to the committee that's going to file this brief right there. We're at 45,894, so let's get to 46,000 pretty quickly here. aclj.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 again, or aclj.org. And we're going to go to our phones. Then we got a lot of calls coming in. Who do we have?
A lot of calls coming in. Let's first go to Bob calling from California on line one. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I have a comment and
sure.
a question.
Sure.
I think these tolls are off because Obama, he wins by 4 points in some of these polls, but yet they give the Democrats an 11-point advantage. So if you subtract 4 from 11, that means Romney's beating them by 7 points.
Yeah, let me tell you what I think right now about the polls. Way too early. I mean, it's important to look at them. It's a neck-and-neck race. And I think if we can't be so poll conscious. You've got a state-by-state analysis here. You got five major states in play. That's going to be the election. But, Than, you've been involved in these campaigns before for House, and Jordan's done them for president. You've been around presidential campaigns before, as I have. They're way too close to call right now. The polls are very close. I mean, it's going to be a very close election right now. If it was today, it'd be very, very close.
Yeah, it's way too early to call, Jay, but a couple of things are clear. And the first is that Ohio is going to be very pivotal in this. It's going
no
to be
doubt.
Very close one way or another. It's going to be very important. But the second thing is this, Jay, the polls really shouldn't matter on this question we're talking about today. Okay, maybe Governor Romney wins the state. Maybe President Obama wins the state. Either way, this should be about providing access to voters, especially military voters, to participate in the process. So regardless of what the polls say, regardless of how accurate they are, we should be in favor of a law that makes sure that our members of the military get to participate in the process. That's the question here.
That's exactly right. And by the way, 45,919 of you have signed up online. Let's get to 46,000 now. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or call me at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org to sign this brief. Folks, we're not just talking about it. We're taking direct action, opposing the reelection committee on this situation in Ohio. And back to the phones we go.
Right back to the phones again to be a part of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to James calling from Maine on line 5. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, James.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
I had a question. I support completely giving the military an extra 3 days. I served in the United States Naval Reserve. My father served in the U.S. Naval Reserve.
We appreciate your service.
There's a lot of times when he'd be called up for active duty training,
right,
or a reserve weekend, and off he goes. Same thing with me. But the way that you're presenting it online or on the phone, it sounds like, I mean, on the radio, it sounds like they're getting an extra 3 days, and that's after the election. Obviously,
No. It's 3 days. No. Let me clear that up. It's the weekend before. It's the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The voting now cuts off on Friday. You can vote in Ohio as late as the Friday before the general election. What this does is say for the military, we're going to give you the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and they don't have the manpower to do that for all the polling places for everybody, and it was a county-by-county mess last time, so I want to be very clear there. Thanks for calling on that, James. It's 3 days before the election, not after the election date. That's mandated by the Constitution of the United States. All right, let's grab another phone call. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110 is the number.
Next up, Jay, is Steven. He's calling from New York on line 2. Steven, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I have something to say. I'm a veteran of the Vietnam War, and I want to say something about the wars in general, veterans and the soldiers, men and women, which I think is using incredible, altruistic, wonderful people in obscene, wasteful tragedy. I want to say what people really sacrifice. You have to be to the veterans' hospitals, volunteer, and see what people do. And the vegetation of people in the middle of the night, the machines pumping, messing their...
Well, look, I mean, the reality is those, and you've served in the military and you've seen it, and it is hard to put a price. So you can't put a price on what these men and women sacrifice for our country and for our freedoms. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's this aggressive attitude about this whole situation. And I let me play for you. This is a comment for Vets for Freedom. It's Pete Hegseth. He said it right. Listen to number 8.
Well, they seem to think it's some sort of reverse discrimination that civilians are being treated unequally. And that's a pretty easy thing to think about in an air-conditioned campaign office in Chicago, but tell that to the 21-year-old sergeant in the hills of Afghanistan who's not thinking about 45, 15 days out or when his ballot needs to get into the mail. He might need those extra days.
Well, that's exactly right, because they are serving our country first, and we can give them the extra days. And again, it's the extra days before the election. Folks, again, I want you on this brief. We're going to respond to the Obama administration, or I should say the Obama reelection committee, to be exact, at ACLJ.org. You can sign on to this committee, or you can call us right now at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Marching our way to 50,000. We are at 45,979 signatures online. So go to ACLJ.org, or again, call us at 877-989-2255. To get yourself involved in this and to become part of the team defending our military in this action. And who do we have next?
Next up, Jay, is Sherry. She's calling from Washington on line 4. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay and Jordan. I just was, talking about common sense. I mean, the fact that it's our military who is, can't help it and is fighting for us is even more ridiculous. But in every single area of life, there's special provisions,
Of course.
I would love to park in a handicapped spot, but I'm not handicapped.
Well, I mean, you're making the point that the military, right, there's certain circumstances, and that has been true throughout our history. We've made accommodations here, and this is a very straightforward accommodation. It's simply saying we know the families are under unbelievable stress. Give them the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before the election to vote. That's it. But no, the Obama reelection committee, I want everybody to understand this, has said that is unconstitutional. That is a violation of the law. It's arbitrary. And I believe that is a ridiculous statement. It is certainly not arbitrary. These men and women serving and their families are in a unique situation, a unique class of voter, and we need to protect them. And I need to say 45,988 of you have, so we're getting very close to 46,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to reach our goal of 50,000 by tomorrow with your help. Folks, also, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. You can give us a call and check out the ACLJ website, aclj.org. Get involved in our social media. Go to Facebook. Go to Jordan. It's twitter.com/JordanSeculo. You can sign up for my Twitter as well. You can sign up for the ACLJ Twitter. Do it. Get involved in the social media aspects of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
Still a lot of calls coming in, Jay. Next up is Eddie. He's calling from Oregon on line one. Eddie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Eddie.
How you doing today, Jay?
Good. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, my question today is why hasn't President Obama and Congress approved this for every state, not just Ohio?
Because the election laws are determined on a state-by-state basis. That's a very good question. Each state sets its election policies. They have to comport with the Constitution, of course. But in Ohio, for instance, it was county by county, and now they've made it statewide. So that's up to the state legislature. And, Than, as you've been involved in these state campaigns before, everybody's different, but they're trying to get some uniformity here.
Well, and the bottom line is the state legislature, Jay, is the best body equipped to, you know, set the rules for their own state. You don't want this county-by-county process they had in the past. And one of the centerpieces of this Ohio plan, by the way, is to make sure they were ready for Election Day on Tuesday, something that didn't happen the last time around. So in a bipartisan fashion, they said, listen, we've got to cut it off on Friday, but we think we can handle accommodating the military over the weekend because we know they might need that flexibility. They're close to the situation, Jay. They should be able to make these rules. And by the way, 32 states have unique early voting rules. Ohio's just one of them, but yet Ohio is the only state that the president's picking on. It's because it's so key politically. But you said it right.
Do you think the political modifications here are – because a lot of people are saying that the political overtones here are obvious.
There is no question about it. That's the only reason they would be challenging this, because if they thought that was just going to be a push, they wouldn't be moving forward on it. They just let it go. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. They're afraid it might make the difference in the election, so they're pushing back.
All right, folks, go to ACLJ.org. Let's cross that 46,000 when I come back from the break to be able to announce that. ACLJ.org, or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Folks, you can make a huge difference filing on this committee in this brief. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law.
giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Let me play for you a statement by Congressman Joe Walsh talking about these lawsuits that are being filed. It's two statements I'm going to play for you, number 16 and number 17.
Once again, we're seeing Obama using his federal government to sue states. We saw it with Arizona trying to defend their borders. We saw it with South Carolina trying to enforce election law. It's very troubling. Look, all Ohio wants to do is stand up for our men and women who are serving and make sure that their votes are counted. And this president, who's no friend of the military, is interceding to try to stop that.
Well, there you have it. Strong words coming out of Congressman Joe Walsh. And this is a lawsuit. Look, the Obama administration, or I should keep saying that, but it's really the re-election committee, has filed this lawsuit. By the way, I am happy to announce that we've crossed 46,000 signatures. We're at 46,000 and almost 70 signatures right now online with the phones. We're probably close to 50,000 now, folks. So, again, help me get to this mark of 50,000 signatures. You go to aclj.org or you call me at 1-877-989-2255, and I'm going to add you to this brief that we're filing with the U.S. District Court, and there'll be more briefs filed in the days ahead. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We got a lot of calls, Stan. Let's try to get through as many of these as we can.
All right, let's get right to them. Let's start with Ren calling from Mississippi on line 6. Ren, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ren.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
All right, yeah. What specifically in this lawsuit you're claiming that is against the military and anti-military?
Well, here's what you've got. There was a law passed with bipartisan support in Ohio that extended for 3 days, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday leading up to the general election, the ability for military members and their families to vote. The rest of the populations, they can also early vote, but theirs stops on Friday. So it's giving the military 3 more days. It's not anything we think that's a great idea to give the military that benefit. What's happened is the Obama Reelection Committee and the Ohio Democratic National Committee filed a lawsuit saying that that 3 days additional is unconstitutional because it's arbitrary, because everybody should have those 3 days. Well, the problem is not everybody can have those 3 days because they don't have the staffing capability to do that. So it was a benefit targeting the military to protect the military and give them that 3 extra days.
So the lawsuit is actually trying to extend that 3 days to everyone.
No, actually it doesn't. Because and some people have said that, but it doesn't because it wants this law declared unconstitutional. If the law is declared unconstitutional, what will be in place is that it cuts off for everybody on the Friday.
No, because it's in place
now. No. That's what the lawsuit asked for the law to be declared unconstitutional.
Right, because it's trying to cut off everyone from having that 3 days.
No, the lawsuit is aimed at the provision of the law passed by the Ohio legislature with bipartisan support that said 3 days extra for the military, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Obama Reelection Committee said that is unconstitutional. Therefore, if that law is struck down as unconstitutional, it will revert back to the existing law, which cuts it off for everyone on Friday, and that means the military doesn't get the 3 extra days. That's what the lawsuit is. Excuse me?
The law as it stands now doesn't allow for all Ohioans to make that early vote?
It does not.
That's why it was put in place, because of the history that Ohio votes, the 2004 election.
2008. The problem was in 2008 where they had 12-hour lines, so they've got this early voting requirement, they allow for early voting, which I think is a great idea, but they just extended it for 3 extra days for the military. So let me ask you this question, because it sounds like we may have some disagreement here. Ren, do you think that giving 3 extra days for the military as compared to everybody else is the wrong thing to do?
I'm military.
Okay.
Totally support the military getting, but I don't see the harm in allowing other people to vote.
Well, I don't see the harm in it either, except they said physically, and Than, you could address it, they can't do it. I mean, they just cannot man it for everybody. And by the way, Ren, thank you for your service to the country. Go ahead. Yeah,
that's right. I mean, this was a bipartisan compromise, Jay, and here's the bottom line. They knew they weren't prepared to staff these polls over the weekend. They wanted to go ahead and give all voters as much opportunity as they logistically could, but they said, listen, as far as we can go is that Friday before the election, then we need a few days to get ready for Tuesday. But they say, we know that might place a burden on the military, so we can go ahead and leave it open for them. You know, Jay, I mean, it makes sense. It's reasonable. It's not that big of a deal. And honestly, Jay, this was pretty bipartisan until the Obama campaign filed this suit and made it an issue. It was not really
right.
an issue until they forced the issue. Remember, this is their suit, not ours.
That's correct, and I need to be very clear here. It's the Obama team that filed this lawsuit, not us. We are in a defending posture. We're filing along with some military organizations that are opposing the Obama Reelection Committee on this issue. I think it's clearly constitutional to give the military these extra days. Folks, again, we need your help on this. We've crossed 46,000 signatures online, on the way to 50,000. That is the ultimate goal here. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And we're going to grab a couple more calls here.
Yeah, next up is Ronald. He's calling from Colorado on line 3. Ronald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ronald.
How you doing, fella?
Good.
Now, there's a constitution here. Why is it that President Obama is allowed to make all these laws that go against the constitution?
Well, he's alleging, his allegation is that the state of Ohio actually is making an unconstitutional law by giving this what they call preference to the military, and the Obama Reelection Committee has said that preference is arbitrary. It's not supported. There's no distinction between those in the military and their families and everybody else, which I think is an absurd allegation on behalf of the Reelection Committee there. And that's why they brought the lawsuit. But what they're really saying, and Than has been talking about this, Ohio could well determine the outcome of this election. And Than, that's really what this is all about at the end of the day.
They're only pushing this because it's political, Jay, and you heard Alan West talk about this at the very start of the broadcast. I mean, they used the word arbitrary. The commander-in-chief should know better than to use the word arbitrary because it's ridiculous to suggest that the military doesn't need a little bit more flexibility, that they're not different from the rest of us, that they don't have different burdens. You've had David and Skip on the broadcast this week explaining those differences. So for the commander-in-chief to call it arbitrary, in a legal document, by the way, it just shows a real lack of understanding about what the military is all about. And, Jay, it's a far-fetched legal argument, too, and hopefully the court will see it that way.
Well, I think, you know, saying that it's unconstitutional to extend a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to the military is outrageous. Now, they've made the allegation, so we're going to fight back and make sure that this goes forward. Let's grab one more call really quickly here, Than, and then we're going to have to call it a day.
All right, let's go to Sandra calling from Texas on line 1. Sandra, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
Good.
My question is, can the family members of people serving in the military take the opportunity or the resources they have maybe to get absentee ballots?
Well, they do have an absentee ballot program also under the Ohio law, but what's been challenged here is the 3 days before the election, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that is aimed at protecting and giving the military members and their families this extended period. That's the focus of this lawsuit, and that's what we're fighting about. Folks, here's what we've got. We've got about 46,151 of you signing up online. A couple more than that have called in as well. We've got a couple hundred that have called in today. We need to get to 50,000. Tomorrow's the last day to do it, so I really need your help today. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or call me right now at 1-877-989-2255. You can add your name that way, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up there. And by the way, when you're on the website at ACLJ.org, sign up for Twitter, follow us on Facebook, be engaged in the social media, go to ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of updated information there, a lot of information that'll help you understand this issue. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.